Here's a question for you. You're straight and level, cruising along on a clear afternoon, and the airplane coming the other way is at your exact altitude, nose to nose closing at a couple hundred knots combined. Who moves, and more important, why weren't you at an altitude where that airplane was never going to be in the first place? I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to talk about one of the quietest, most overlooked regulations in the whole book. It doesn't get the attention that airspace or weather minimums get, but it's doing invisible work to keep you alive every single time you level off. It's Federal Aviation Regulation 9159 VFR Cruising Altitudes. The East is Odd Rule. Let's walk through this together before we do. A quick shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they've got you covered. It's a great way to mark the milestones that matter, and honestly, when you're deep in the grind of training and the money's going out the door and the weather keeps canceling your lessons, having something in your pocket that says you earned this, that means something. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's the problem. The regulation is solving. The sky looks empty on a good VFR day you can see for miles, and it feels like you and maybe one other airplane have the entire state to yourselves. But that emptiness is an illusion, especially along the routes that matter. Airplanes funnel. They funnel toward airports, along shorelines, down valleys, across the same nevades, and the same waypoints that everybody's tablet drew a magenta line through. And when airplanes funnel, some of them are going one way and some of them are coming back the other way, on the same line at the same time. Now think about what happens if everybody just picks whatever altitude feels nice. You like 4,500? The guy coming at you likes 4,500. You've both got a nice round number and a nice view, and you're now on a collision course with closure speeds that give you almost no time to see, recognize, and react. So the FAA did something elegant. They said, we are going to divide up the altitudes based on which direction you're going. If everybody follows the rule, then airplanes going one direction are always at least 1,000 feet above or below airplanes going the other direction. Even if nobody sees anybody, even if two pilots are heads down fiddling with the GPS, the vertical separation is already built in. It's baked into the number you chose before you ever took off. Here's how it actually works. The rule kicks in when you're more than 3,000 feet above the surface. Below that, down in the pattern and the practice area and the low cruise, you're exempt, because down low you're maneuvering, climbing, descending, and locking yourself to a cruising altitude down there would do more harm than good. So, the magic number is 3,000 feet above the ground. Above that, on a VFR cruise, the rule is in play. And the rule is based on your magnetic course. Not your heading, your course, the direction you're actually traveling over the ground, corrected for wind. Write that down, because the examiner is looking for that distinction, and I'll come back to why it matters. Here's the split. If your magnetic course is anywhere from 0 degrees up to 179 degrees, that's the eastbound half of the compass, you fly odd thousands plus 500, 5,500, 7,500, 9,500, odd thousand plus 500 feet on top. If your magnetic course is from 180 degrees around to 359 degrees, that's the westbound half, you fly even thousands plus 500, 4,500, 6,500, 8,500. So, the memory trick, the one every instructor teaches, is east is odd. Flying east, odd thousands plus 500. And if east is odd, then west has got to be the other one, even. East is odd. Say it out loud on your next flight. East is odd plus 500. Let me give you the picture that makes it click. You're flying a heading that's generally eastbound. Let's say your magnetic course is 90 degrees, due east. You're eastbound, east is odd, so you go up to 7,500. Meanwhile, somebody's coming back the other way, magnetic course 270. Due west, west is even, so they're at either 6,500 or 8,500. Look at what just happened. You're at 7,500. They're 1,000 feet below you at 65 or 1,000 above you at 85. You're never, ever at the same altitude as oncoming traffic, as long as both of you followed the rule. 1,000 feet of vertical air sits between you and the airplane you never even saw. That's the whole beautiful idea. It's a system that protects you even when the see and avoid part fails, and see and avoid does fail. We are not as good at spotting traffic as we think we are. A small airplane head-on is a tiny, motionless dot that doesn't grow until the last few seconds. This rule is the backup for the eyeballs. Now let me hit the parts that trip people up, because this is where the checkride questions and the real-world mistakes live. First one, it's course, not heading. Say you're flying east, magnetic course, 90 degrees, but there's a stiff wind out of the south pushing you around. To hold that 90-degree course over the ground, you might be pointing the nose down at, say, 75 degrees, crabbing into the wind. Your heading is 75, your course is 90. Which one do you use to pick your altitude? The course, 90 degrees, eastbound, odd plus 500. The airplane cares about where you're actually going, not where the nose happens to be pointed to get there. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training on a windy cross country. Glance at the track readout on your GPS, not the heading indicator when you're double-checking your cruising altitude. Track is course. That's your answer. Second one. The boundaries. 0 to 179 is east. 180 to 359 is west. So what about due south? 180 degrees exactly. That falls in the westbound bucket, even thousands plus 500, and due north, 360, which we call zero. That's eastbound, odd plus 500. The line is drawn right down the north-south axis. Everything on the eastern semicircle is odd. Everything on the western semicircle is even. If you're flying almost due north or almost due south, right along that dividing line, just be deliberate about it. Know which side of 180 and which side of 360 your course actually is. Third one, and this catches a lot of people, this rule. 91.159 is for VFR. When you're flying under instrument flight rules on an IFR clearance, a different rule governs, and more to the point, air traffic control assigns your altitude. But here's the trap. There are VFR on-top clearances, and there are IFR flights and visual conditions, and the cruising altitude expectations shift depending on which set of rules you're operating under. For our purposes today on a plain VFR cross-country, above 3000 AGL, this is your rule. East is odd plus 500. West is even plus 500. Keep it simple and keep it clean. And a fourth thing, the plus 500 itself. Why 500? Why not just odd and even thousands on the nose? Because the airlines and the IFR traffic live on the even and odd thousands without the 500. IFR eastbound gets the odd thousands. IFR westbound gets the even thousands, right on the thousand. So VFR traffic is deliberately tucked 500 feet off of that, into the gaps. It keeps the VFR world and the IFR world from stacking up on the exact same numbers. That 500 feet is a wedge of separation between the see and avoid crowd and the folks getting vectors in the clouds. So when you say your altitude, it's 5500, 7500, 4500, 6500. The 500 is not optional and it's not sloppy, it's the point. Let me put you in a real scenario because that's how this sticks. You're planning a cross country from home base out to an airport about 140 miles away. You pull up the sectional, you draw your line, and you measure your true course. Let's say it comes out to a true course of 100 degrees. Now you correct for magnetic variation to get magnetic course, because remember, the rule is magnetic. Say variation gives you a magnetic course right around 105 degrees, 105. That's in the eastbound half, 0 to 179, east is odd. So your legal VFR altitudes are 5500, 7500, 9500, and so on. Now you look at the winds aloft forecast and the terrain and your airplane's happy cruising altitude, and you decide 7500 is the spot. Good, you've got terrain clearance, you've got a decent tailwind, and critically, you're legal, because 7500 is an odd thousand plus 500, and you're eastbound. Then 2 days later, you fly home. Same route, reversed. Now your magnetic course is about 285 degrees, westbound, west is even. So coming home, you cannot use 7500 anymore. You'd pick 6500 or 8500. Same airplane, same route, different direction, different set of legal altitudes. That's the part that surprises new pilots. The altitude that was perfectly legal on the way out is illegal on the way back. The sky flipped its rules on you the moment you turned around. The examiner is looking for exactly this on your cross-country planning. They'll have you plan a route, and they want to see that you chose a cruising altitude that's appropriate for your direction of flight. If you plan an eastbound leg at 4500, that's a red flag, because 4500 is a westbound altitude. It tells the examiner you don't have the rule wired. Get it right on paper, and get it right in the airplane. The airman certification standards call out selecting appropriate cruising altitudes right there in the cross country and the navigation tasks. This is not a trick question. It's a gimme. If you've internalized east, is odd. Now, let me be honest with you about the real world, the way a good instructor should. Not everybody follows this rule. You will, on occasion, meet an airplane coming the other way at your altitude dead on, and it will scare you. Maybe they're within 3,000 feet of the ground and legally exempt. Maybe they're climbing or descending through your altitude. Maybe they just plain aren't following the reg. so the cruising altitude rule does not replace your responsibility to see and avoid. It never has. It's a layer. A good solid layer that stacks the odds in your favor, but you still keep your eyes outside, you still clear your turns, you still use flight following when you can get it, and you still treat every altitude like somebody might be at it. The regulation is the belt. Your eyeballs are the suspenders. Wear both. And here's a small thing that makes you look sharp and fly safer. When you're leveling off at your cruising altitude and you're eastbound at 7500, you already know that oncoming westbound traffic, the legal kind, is going to be at 6500 or 8500. So, where do you spend a little extra attention scanning? 1,000 feet above and 1,000 below, out ahead of you, roughly your altitude plus or minus 1,000. You know where the traffic is supposed to be. Use that. The rule doesn't just separate you, it tells you where to look. Let me tie a bow on the whole thing. Above 3,000 feet above the ground, on a VFR cruise, your magnetic course decides your altitude. 0 to 179, eastbound, odd thousands, plus 500, 180 to 359. Westbound, even thousands plus 500. East is odd plus 500. Its course not heading, it's magnetic, not true. And it works because when everybody plays along, the airplane coming at you is always 1,000 feet out of your way, whether you ever see it or not. That's a lot of safety packed into one short paragraph of regulation that most pilots breeze right past. The reg language comes straight out of the Federal Aviation Regulations Part 91, and the planning standards I mentioned live in the FAA's Airman Certification Standards. If you want to read the actual words yourself, and you should, it's 91.59, and it's shorter than this segment was. If you found this useful, there's more where it came from over at RadioHangar.com. So next time you level off, do me a favor. Check your course. Say it out loud. East is odd. And know that 1,000 feet away, somebody you'll never meet is doing the same thing. And that's exactly how it's supposed to work. I'm Pattern. Fly safe. And I'll see you back in the Pattern.